Hey, Anke Herman back again for another daily spark of inspiration with puppy face today. Today I want to talk about my grandma. Well, I've talked about her on several occasions, but something really struck me the other day when I watched Marie Forleo, a video where she interviewed an Aussie lady called, I have to look to not get it wrong around here, Bronnie Ware. And Bronnie Ware has written a book, and it's called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. And so Marie Forleo interviews her about her journey, because it's the result of her working in caring for the dying for a number of years. And so, you know, you get quite close to people and have a lot of intimate conversations. So the book is really a result of that work. And during the interview, they're obviously talking about the 5 top regrets of the dying. And number one, I couldn't believe it, was basically my grandma's story. There was this lady who, you know, was very unhappy in her marriage and never saw a way out. And her whole life looked for, or was spending her whole life looking forward to the time she was going to have on her own. You know, that's when she was going to do all the things that she wanted to do, that bring her a life that, you know, made life worth living. And she didn't get a chance to do that either. And it's really that sense of regretting not having done something that you feel drawn to do, that you feel inspired to do, that, you know, that makes you feel alive. That's really behind everything I do. That's why I change careers. That's why I move countries. That's why I created the Facebook group, What Makes You Come Most Alive, Do That. Because my grandma's story has impacted me so deeply. And I was really quite, because I thought it was a personal story, but then, you know, Bronnie Ware's written a book about it. So this is something that happens to a lot of people. And nobody ever regrets having worked too much, you know, and having been too focused, or, you know, people usually regret not having done things, not having lived, not having followed their passion. So what have you not done yet that you'll regret when the time comes? See you tomorrow.